"We shall see," she said, adding a few oaths in her native Spanish with a very determined air. The first thing she saw when looking out of her window was a hearse. She was very superstitious, and the hearse and the letter convinced her that she was running the most serious dangers that evening. She collected all her supporters, told them that she was threatened at that evening performance with a plot organized by Christine Daae, and declared that they must play a trick upon that chit by filling the house with her, Carlotta's admirers. She had no lack of them, had she? She relied upon them to hold themselves prepared for any eventuality, and to silence the adversaries if, as she feared, they created a disturbance. Monsieur Richard's private secretary called to ask after the diva's health and returned with the assurance that she was perfectly well and that, were she dying, she would sing the part of Margarita that evening. The secretary urged her in his chief's name to commit no imprudence, to stay at home all day and to be careful of draughts, and Carlotta could not help, after he had gone, comparing this unusual and unexpected advice with the threats contained in the letter. It was 5 o'clock when the post brought a second anonymous letter in the same hand as the first. It was short, and said simply, "You have a bad cold. If you are wise, you will see that it is madness to try to sing tonight." Carlotta sneered, shrugged her handsome shoulders, and sang 2 or 3 notes to reassure herself. Her friends were faithful to their promise. They were all at the opera that night, but looked around in vain for the fierce conspirators whom they were instructed to suppress. The only unusual thing was the presence of Monsieur Richard and Monsieur Moncharmin in Box 5. Carlotta's friends thought that perhaps the managers had wind on their side of the proposed disturbance and that they had determined to be in the house so as to stop it then and there. But this was unjustifiable supposition, as the reader knows. Monsieur Richard and Monsieur Moncharmin were thinking of nothing but their ghost. "Vain, in vain do I call through my vigil weary on creation and its lord. Never reply will break the silence dreary, no sign, no single word." The famous baritone, Carolus Fonta, had hardly finished Dr. Faust's first appeal to the powers of darkness when Monsieur Firmin Richard, who was sitting in the ghost's own chair, the front chair on the right, leaned over to his partner and asked him chaffingly, "Well, has the ghost whispered a word in your ear yet?" "Wait, don't be in such a hurry," replied Monsieur Armand Moncharmin in the same gay tone. "The performance has only begun, and you know that the ghost does not usually come until the middle of the first act." The first act passed without incident, which did not surprise Carlotta's friends, because Margarita does not sing in this act. As for the managers, they looked at each other when the curtain fell. "That's one," said Moncharmin.